Reverberant Media presents An Unabridged Recording of the Lucky Hat Mine by J.V.L. Bell. Narrated by Nancy Wu. For my parents, Joyce and Cleve, thanks for your encouragement and for helping me to believe I could do anything. In memory of the amazing women in my family who shared their stories with me, Jeannie Herford, Goldie Bell, and Mabel Knight. And now, The Lucky Hat Mine. Chapter 1. August 8th, 1863. Denver City. Gunfire rent the air, tearing Millie from her restless slumber. Two more shots broke the pre-dawn calm, followed by the whine of a ricochet. Millie scrambled to find her calico dress, knowing the filthy canopy covering their prairie schooner offered no protection against six-shooters and lead balls. Biting back a curse, she fumbled into her clothing. If she was going to be scalped by savages or shot by outlaws, she'd at least die dressed like a proper southern lady. Nearby, angry swearing replaced the gunfire as Millie crept from the packed wagon. She nervously fingered her pocket watch, stole around her companion's lean-to, and squinted in the shadowed light at a group of figures huddled around an unmoving dark form. Their heads were bowed, but the foul language issuing from their mouths was far from a prayer. Millie took a quiet step closer, straining to see how many bodies littered the prairie dog colony that Denver City called the Elephant Corral. The still form was a horse, Millie realized with surprise. Why had these settlers shot their horse? Two men stepped away from the dead animal and picked up what Millie thought might be a thick branch.